Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you just tuned in to Talk to Me Radio, and this is Cherie Humphrey. I am the most loveliest, wealthiest, jubilant sister in the world, and I just want to thank you for tuning back in to Talk to Me. This is Diamonds in the Rough, finding the spirit in me. This is our last segment for relationships. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning back in. This is show and episode number 142, but it probably is a little bit more than that. I've deleted a few shows in the past 7 years, but I want to thank you for so much for tuning back in. We have over 10,000 in listenership since I began April 23rd, 2010. Now, I have some wonderful people that are going to be back. Well, I always have wonderful people on. Very rarely do I have someone that ain't wonderful on. But in any case, I just want to recap over what's been happening with this relationship segment. It's been really good because we've been getting perspectives from men and women, young and old, from different cultures, and people who are Christians and non-Christians alike, to see how they feel on different subjects concerning relationships. And you all know that I have a book out, Can a Sister Get Some Love? And that is my master's thesis on relationships, the likelihood of educated black women over 40 getting married to someone who is a black man in their race and who is educated likewise. So in any case, I wanted to just tell everybody that Holla Back Gospel Awards, as always, was off the chiz I aim. It was beautiful. God really, really moved. It was just an uplifting experience, you know, like the McDonald's Gospel Fest and so many other different events that I participated in. It's really been great. It's been 12 years since Jerry Green of WYBC has been doing it with associate producer Preacher 719, and it was just an amazing experience. The enemy tried to stop me before I could get started, but today God turned that around for good, and I spoke about it yesterday in service, and I said with them enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn around, and I'm about to get blessed. Because I knew when the Lord told me to do something, I'm so glad I was obedient, because at the time I was heated, but I didn't have a chance to be angry because I had to get my butt in there, and I had to get some footage red carpet, I want to thank Jamila James for stepping in and being my assistant for Talk to Me Media on that day and getting some of the coverage and footage that I needed for the media article. So that will be coming soon. Hold your horses. You will be able to see all the pictures and everything. It will be up on my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. And I just want to say kudos, Jerry, Preacher 719. I saw Big T in the house. Kevin Monroe was there, Kevin Monroe in Devotion. We go way back to Foxwoods. I mean, when I opened up for Julius Pettius doing spoken word, and friends with my aunt, who is, has now passed away, who was a missionary, but Juan Castillo was in the house. My godmother, Dr. Evangelist Arlene Henry, was there selling her new jewelry line, and she also has clothing line. Comedian Chris Clark, I had a chance to meet him. It was beautiful. Pastor Shirley Caesar, I did get to say a few words to her in rushing back. Rushing to the foyer area where she was signing autographs, but I did get a chance to speak to her, some of the members of her crew, whom I met interviewing them at the McDonald's Gospel Fest at some point or another in the past few years. It was just a great experience, although it was very tiring, and I know I was, my body was weary near the end. I didn't care who was who and what was what. I had a hole busting out my stocking. I was backstage and sitting down. Jamila was doing her thing, and that's all I know. At that point, I didn't care who was what. The only person that would have jumped me out of that seat would have been Jesus himself. But in any case, I do want you to come out. If you have youth, if you have youth, please bring them out. And be prepared to order some books when you come. Of course, I want the kids there, and I want, you know, them to participate in the festivities, but I also, and the purpose of having this youth party is to introduce my youth books and adult books alike to the public. My niece, Pinky Pooh, will be there, and she will be reading a portion of her book, The Dog Who Had Asthma. So you guys who have not met my niece yet, she is going to be there. So bring your family and friends out. It's going to be at the Burroughs Satan's Library on the first floor from 1 to 5. I do have some adult entertainers who are going to be there, some fabulous performers who have stepped in and said, yes, Cherie, I will definitely participate and I will do what I got to do. And that's a beautiful thing. So I thank them in advance. I don't want to say who it is, but you just got to be there in the house for you to participate and to take part in the festivities. We will be having games, testimonies, dancing, and it's just going to be a fun time in the Lord and mostly for the children. But please don't forget your purse because I need you to support me and buy some books. I'm going to just go over the names of my books real quick before I take another quick break and introduce Big Bills and have him come on and talk to us about relationships because he does have some good, insightful things to share. My books, The Dog Who Had Asthma, that's Pinky Pooh's, Where My Daddy At, Light Skin, Dark Skin, I Win, Don't Hurt Me With Brutality, Junk Drawer, Name Brand Shoes. Also, there are some e-books up there, Let Me Decorate Mommy. There's some poetry books. If you want my very first poetry book that I published in 2002, that is special order, so you definitely have to call me up personally. Other books, Boo, You Got Me Twisted, Black Woman, My Best Thing, An Apology, 9 months, 3 days, 28 minutes, Canisters to Give Some Love, which I mentioned, and In the Eyes of the Enemy. So go to the show page if you need more information, and you can order that via PayPal, Square, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I am going to stop right there, and I'm going to take a very, very, very short break. I'm going to bring to you some Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married. Y'all all know that song. If you don't, you're going to hear just a taste of it now, and then I'm going to have Big Bill tell me what's on his mind.
Yo, Sarah, we've been together a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I love you. And I want you to marry me.
John, I want to marry you, but I don't think that you're ready. Baby, listen to me. You're friends.
Listen,
and
I
you're...
can change all of that. I want you and me to live forever.
See, first of all,
together.
I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this, but I'ma be real and say what's on my heart. Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start, yeah?
Think about
all the years we put in this relationship. Knew we'd make it this far. Then I think about what would I be if we were to just fall apart. And I can't stand the thought of losing
Baby,
you.
All right, I got to stop it right there because I don't want to go past my time too much. I am bringing to you now Brian DeCausey of Stamford, Connecticut, a.k.a. Big Bill. And me and Brian go way, way back to high school, probably middle school days when I was breakdancing and pop locking, and I was a part of the Magnum Force crew with Merle and Light and Blue. And I was the only girl that they let in because you had to audition for these guys. But Brian, he brought some things back to me one time, and he is one of the most kindest African-American men that I have met. And I'm not just saying that. And I don't see him that much, but I do know one thing about him. He is always willing to lend himself to somebody. He is always encouraging. He runs into women who have been battered, abused, homeless, you name it. And he, whatever he can do, he opens his heart up and he tries his best to offer some encouragement and some love, some understanding. Sometimes that's all you need. It's not about money all the time. But one thing I do know, Brian has been a really, really good friend, and I just want to let everybody partake in some of the knowledge and insight he has on relationships, because he puts up some very good posts of how he feels as a black man. So let's hear from Brian, a.k.a. Big Bill. Hello? Hello? Brian, can you hear me? Hello?
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 I'm here.
Okay. All right. I don't know who else is on this line, but I'm clicking them out. I did ask very nicely that nobody call in besides the people who are actually going to be on the show. I do not take blind callers, so that's out. If you want blind calling, you got to listen to a different radio show. In any case, I thank you so much for calling in. And Brian, just tell us a little bit about who you are, your background.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
I didn't know, so I was trying to get in the line. But how you doing today?
I'm doing really well. God is good. I tell you what, meant for evil right before the Hollaback Awards, I hadn't even got out the car. But I tell you, God turned that thing around real quick. And I knew in my spirit, I said, Lord, I know you told me to do this, and I'm going to do it. But right now, I look crazy. But thank God, I got blessed today.
Yes, he did. Yes. You're always blessed anyway.
Thank you, boo. Yes, but tell us a little bit about who you are, Stanford native.
Yes, I'm Stanford native. I'm one of the brothers of the Causey clan. the Causey Bell Bondsmen here in Stanford, but we have Fairfield County. And, you know, I'm just, I used to be a special ed teacher for Davenport Ridge also.
Oh,
but,
I didn't know that.
Yes.
We go way back. We go way back to Stanford High, West Till.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell the people a little bit about, you know, your background, because so many people know you.
My background just, I was been a knucklehead, but I learned things. I got myself into a better state of mind, and I just wanted something more for myself. And,
right.
You know, and the thing is, you know, by the grace of God, I was never arrested, never handcuffed, never inside a police car, nothing.
Right.
You know, 46 years old, and hey, I'm blessed.
Yes, you are.
So, you know, so the only thing now is just with myself. I'm just worried about my community, where I first grew up at. You know, I belong to the west side of Stamford, Connecticut, and, my Merle Avenue days and everything. So, you know, then hanging out in the village, too. So I just want to try to be more positive for my whole community. And, you know, let's uplift these kids and a lot of women and men.
Absolutely. And you have done that. And like I was saying, you're one of the most kind-hearted men that I know. And you're always smiling, always being very encouraging to women and trying to lift them up, you know, those who have been damaged and hurt by the wrong men they've been encountered. And what do you say about that? I mean, what is it to you of how a real man should treat a woman?
Well, this is just my opinion. So I don't, you know, I want any man that's listening to get upset with me for my opinion. I just think a lot of men, we are lost. We are lost in the ways of treating a lady like she's supposed to be treated. You know, open up car doors, anything except for a bedroom door. They'll quickly open the bedroom door, then open a restaurant door. Pulling out a woman's
right.
chair. Letting the woman sit mm-hmm. down first, letting her order first. Stop wearing your hat while you at dinner with a woman. You know, it goes on to a whole list of things. And it's just like, I think a lot of men forgot what they was taught, how they was raised. I'm not saying everyone's cut from the same cloth as me, but I think that, you know, men forgetting who are we supposed to treat. We're supposed to be the nurturers. You know, we're supposed to be the ones that right there for the ladies, protect them in every way form possible. From our grandparents to our parents and to our daughters. If you can't do that, then you know what? Then you need to sit back and go into a class and understand and re-educate yourself. Because, you know, men today are really, really lost.
Right, right. And, you know, you're talking a lot about just having plain old good manners, common sense, and chivalry and respect. That's what you're talking about. And, you know, I think a lot of the respect has left. And, you know, how do you get that back? How do you teach the younger generation what to do?
Well, first, I start off easy where that always with please, thank you, you're welcome. You know, I'm always correcting them. I'm always correcting them.
Right.
If you walking past a person, excuse me. I don't care if you're saying you're a little distant. It's called respect. If you got to walk through people, you say excuse me. You know, you thank
right.
you. Please. It's, you know, saying you start, basically, I start with my nephews and nieces and stuff like that, too. So I start at home first. And then I just branch out to other kids when I see them on the streets. You know, I seen a kid the other day, and he was, he goes to West Hill, and he was waiting for his bus. Happened, I was going to a store, and he opened the door for me. And I stopped him. I said, you know what? Thank you. And I told him, thank you. I said, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we started talking all the way till his bus came, about 10, 15 minutes. And I told him, see, this is what I'm talking about. You, this is what kids need to learn. You don't have kids.
Yes.
Some kids will just look at you, try, and some kids will sit there and watch you try to struggle to go open the door or whatever it is, or, you know, and just don't have no respect anymore. I mean, there's a lot of things we can get onto the subject of, but it's just I try to just teach them more manners, you know, pull your pants up, you know, respect anybody. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to ladies, I just feel I want them to respect the lady. Don't be that so-called young man or a man and disrespect, you know what I'm saying, the person that, you know what I'm saying, helped bring you into this world. And
do you think that music has a great, plays a great role in this and how the younger generation, because if you treat someone a certain way, so, there has to be a recipient of that. And if the women, the young ladies, stop accepting this as normal behavior, then some of this might change too.
Well, it's music. Music is only a small inkling of this. You know, the whole thing is really actually it starts at home. That's
right.
That's the thing. Who dropped what? Where did us as parents drop the ball at? That we have to be accountable for what we've done.
Right.
You know, don't make excuses. Oh well, I work two jobs. Don't make the excuse. Oh well, you know he's into sports, but yet you know I can't go see him. You know, you're making excuses.
Right.
If you don't, if you're not there trying to raise, if you can't raise your child, then trust and believe the streets will.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what, Brian? I can recall being at my father's mother's house back in the day.
Yeah.
I got a beating for rolling a marble across her china table. Okay, a marble. And then when I put a fingerprint on the wall, me and my cousin Cookie had to scrub the walls down. And if I walked into the room in her presence where adults were, I mean, they didn't even have to be elderly, but just adults, and I didn't speak, oh, my goodness.
See?
I mean, but where is that? Where is that type of uprearing?
Well, see, that's the thing, you know, and it still goes back to, you know, at home. And, you know, when you're not being taught these things at home, how are you supposed to learn then?
Right.
You know, you hear so many excuses. I'm please forgive me because, you know, you're about to say something about the ladies. The ladies make excuses. No, because the ladies make excuses because, oh, well, there's no father here. So I got to there's no father. So, oh, I got to try my best. I can only do but so much. No, that is right there a fabrication. It's not about you can do so much. You're saying you do everything in your possibility, and every inkling in all that blood, bone, sweat, tears that you need to do to raise that young man into being a man. Stop making excuses.
Yes.
And also the fathers. Stop being upset. Stop getting upset because she moved on and talking to someone else. Still raise your child. Be a man.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's why these kids out here today are being misguided because, you know what, the parents are so much at each other's heads and the kid put the kids in the middle. So what happens? The kid is being destroyed here.
Yes, yes. And so what do you think a man wants and has to have in a woman?
Well, it's not about what he wants. The man has to know himself first. That's the key thing. If he doesn't really say, if he's not happy with himself 100%, then he can't make a woman happy. That's the key thing.
Right.
If you ain't, if you're not happy with yourself because of a job or maybe the way you look or so on and so forth or your living arrangements or whatever, you can't make that woman feel happy.
Right. So true. So true. Because we was talking about this. I had Cinderella, the original Cinderella, on 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about what a woman wants and desires. And we were discussing little points of what you're saying right now and what it is. When you talked about protection, you talked about respect, you talked about, you know, loving yourself. And that's what we were hitting on is loving yourself because it's the same vice versa. If a woman does not love herself, she cannot possibly give her all in love to a man. She can't do it.
No, not at all. And, you know, And yes, it goes both ways. But that's the thing. Don't get into relationships. It's this one, because you can't try to fix yourself inside of a relationship and figuring that person's supposed to help out fixing you. No, you have to fix yourself first. Because if you don't fix yourself first, literally you're right in like a train wreck or something. Because you need to be fixed. You have to sit there, fix yourself, pray every single day. You know, do what you need to do to get yourself to that point where you can be in a happy relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so you've come across some women, we've discussed this in the past, and we're not putting nobody's name out there, but you've come across some really hard situations where women who were being abused were confiding in you. And how does that make you feel as a man? You know, that another woman's coming to you about her man who's beating her or abusing her or her kids.
Well, it saddens me because, first of all, I feel the word man, I wouldn't even call him a man for putting his hands on a lady because, you know, that's a coward. You know,
right?
Or basically, what he's doing is perpetuating a cycle. He's seen his mother being beat, or he's seen his father beating his mother, or you know, it's something weird to that extent. You know, that's
right.
Where he started from. But you know, but I just feel sickening about it because, and it's just and I feel sad because we I've been to one of your groups that you had. We're also know the ladies go back to the man. Why you know you're going back to a man that keep hitting you. So you know, and the thing is, well, basically the main thing is about the man. I just feel the man is just, you know, he's misguided. He's hurt. So, you know, he's hurt and he doesn't know. And he would never, and I'm using the word never, know the meaning of love. Because the fact that his love comes from a fist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he would never.
And I ask you that because this is Domestic Violence Month and it's also Cancer Awareness Month. And I will be having a lady coming on talking about the organization that she has with domestic violence. But you know I'm certified in that, and you did attend Running Into the Light workshop I gave a couple years ago. And you have women who are educated, non-educated, from all backgrounds.
Yes, and that's the thing. You know, as they say, you know, the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover. But, you know, you will never know these ladies been through so much. You know, I have a lady friend that's been personally that I know very well, and she's been, just a couple of ladies I know, been through a lot of domestic violence. And so, and I learned things from them because, you know, when you're as a male, you're trying to question, you're like, why you go back or why this or that, you know, and then you kind of look into them. Then you also look into their past. And I that's why I said some things, some ladies perpetuate a cycle because they've seen their parents being beat. You know, same thing with men. Men might have seen their father hit their mother or so on and so forth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying, everyone's perpetuating certain cycles in some type of form or fashion.
And, you know, we also have that in all different types of relationships because everybody is not in the same type of relationship. And it doesn't matter if I disagree or agree. There is abuse across the board, and it doesn't have a color. Doesn't have a age to it. You have elderly abuse. You have cyber abuse. A lot of that goes on in the school system, and people don't even know what it is. But you've had kids hanging themselves, committing suicide over cyber abuse, fights that have broken out. Here, right here, Bassick, all started from cyber abuse. So, you know, and people are not aware of it. And this is another reason why I really believe that cell phones should not absolutely be allowed in the school or classroom. And if there is, it needs to go straight to the office, get locked up, and at the end of the day, people need to go get their phones. You know, because I've seen too much manifest, and half the time they ain't paying attention no way because they on them phones all day long. And a lot of that stuff stems from what has taken place in school, and then it carries on to throughout the evening, throughout the night, the weekend, and therefore, you know, you get people getting shot, killed, hurt, parents jumping in, fights breaking out among parents. I mean, it's so many types of abuses.
Yes, it's verbal abuse. Verbal abuse can be just as worse as actually physical, because somebody's words can really, like, you know, hurt like a knife, and really, you know what I'm saying, people commit suicide and everything else just for verbal.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right. But I want to thank you so much, Brian, for coming on and sharing your thoughts. I think it's very helpful. And I'm just asking you to just, once this show uploads tomorrow, I'll be putting everybody's pics up and stuff like that. Today's a holiday. But share the link. Send it to some young men that you might know that may can benefit from hearing your voice and some of the insight that you have shared with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, too. And you have a blessed day, too.
You too, honey. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there you have it. That was Brian DeCauzy, a.k.a. Big Bills. Check him out on Facebook. Et cetera. And he's just a very kind-hearted person. I know he was a vendor doing jewelry, but Brian is multifaceted. He does so many things. And as you can see, he said he's a bail bondsman with one of his family members. So in any case, I'm going to take a 30-second break. I'm going to play a little bit of Urban Mystique, and we're going to come back, and we're going to hear from an author next. There you have it. That was Urban Mystique, Days of Our Life. I am getting ready to have you here. Author Jamila James. Eva, she is a spirit-filled woman of God, young lady, that has so much in store for her and so many different endeavors that she is doing. And I'm going to let her explain that herself. And a book that she has done that is an inspirational, devotional book to help you get to the next level spiritually. So we're going to hear from her, and hopefully she will give us her thoughts on what a man wants and what a man needs, or a perspective from a female point of view. So here we have Jamila James.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I'm here. Hi, Cherie.
All right.
Hi, Minister Cherie.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. We in the presence of God. We're already seated in heavenly places. So, you know, it's real good right here.
Yes. Yes.
How are
yes,
you doing
yes,
today?
I pray over this computer and just ask God, because I pray before every single broadcast. And I just had to keep praying over this computer, because I'm saying, God, you have got to open up the door soon. Cause
open up
we
the door to
work
a new hard drive,
Saturday,
Lord.
Right?
Right. But we made it through.
Made
that was awesome. I was so thankful to be able to be there to support you. It was a beautiful experience, and I'm looking forward to doing so much more together.
Amen, amen. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because as you know, I was just saying the computer, I didn't know the library was closed today, and this one is very, very ancient, so it's hard to get documents up.
Okay. Well, I am born and raised in New Haven, Connecticut, And I've sang and rapped for as early as I could remember. Ended up becoming like a battle rap artist and an artist who like won multiple awards. Actually, I won like multiple Hollaback awards on the street
side. Oh, wonderful.
And I was blessed to have a supernatural experience by God, which turned into a book. And it now helps anyone at whatever level you are to just elevate in God. So it's a book of like deliverance and you in the war of spirit versus flesh.
And tell us the name of this book.
So the book is called 90 Days to God, Your Miracle Guide in Being Born Again, Spirit versus Flesh.
And before we get into the discussion, because I don't want to forget, because people need to have this book if they're so desiring to have a devotional book. And so where can the book be purchased? Is it their website online or a link?
They can find me at Facebook, Jamila, J-A-M-I-L-I-A, James, J-A-M-E-S. And eventually, because right now there are testimonies being built up, people who are walking through the experience, and their testimonies are also going to be included in the book. And so it will be available online, in stores, and on the website.
Okay, wonderful.
Right now,
they
can directly contact me. Yep.
Okay, all right, no problem. So just like with my books, you guys, you heard it right here on Talk to Me Radio. You call her up, get in touch with her on Facebook so that you can order the books personally from her. And I got it, understand. So let's get directly into the topic, because this is our last segment on relationships. I've been on this subject, I don't know why, for the past maybe 2.5-3 months, and we are going to be talking about domestic violence in the next 2 weeks. So could you please give us your thoughts on the subject?
All right.
What
so
anyone
I have,
wants and needs.
Okay. Amen. I thought this was hilarious that you chose me to participate in such a topic. And my husband does too. But, you know, we're growing in this. So I just thank God for this opportunity. So I was just going to touch on 5 points and try to go through it quickly, but let everybody catch it. All right. So it says, I wrote, like, by the time a man becomes an adult, he has already been battered and bruised by this world of competition and rejection. A man needs a woman who he does not have to pretend to be something he's not in order to be chosen by her. A woman who will see him for who he is and want him anyway. A woman who can help him find his identity in Christ. One step being helping him to recognize his past wounds and then helping him to heal those wounds one by one.
All right. Okay. Yes.
So this is, that is helping him to become actually a man of God. The second that I wrote is an industrious woman. So that is, especially during these harsh and economic times, there's a saying, a lazy mistress makes lazy servants. And what is worse, a lazy mother makes lazy children. So we know how harsh. Listen, no man wants to be with no woman who's just laid up all around all day doing nothing, not making money, not moving, just not growing and not being able to provide. So I definitely revert back to Proverbs 31 in the Word of God. You have to be an industrious woman, right? And a woman who has the power to sustain from unnecessary expenditures. So strong enough to not go shopping. You know, you got to use wisdom. You know, unnecessary spending. That does not, a man needs a woman who has wisdom in that area. Amen.
And your husband helped you with this? Because I just want to know, because you are a woman. So,
Val, you want to know what? My husband needs help on that, because my husband will buy me anything. He just will buy
okay.
it. He just be like, and sometimes I'm like, oh, like sometimes I didn't want the thing. It was so expensive. But he
right.
feels that I should have it. So he'll buy it. And I'm just like eating it up in the inside. Like, okay. Amen.
Okay.
You know? but
so,
you know, as I do my side, hopefully, you know, that's what we do. We tag team and one hand wash the other and one learn from the other. So I just hope that,
right,
you know.
Because we are on the subject of what a man wants, and I think the man can best explain that. So that's why I asked you that. So I
okay.
just want to read this real quick.
Okay.
On my computer, I'm telling you. Lord Jesus, help me. But I wanted to read a healing scripture, if
oh,
I
wow.
can get it up. If you can pull it up, pull it up.
Where is it? Oh.
Isaiah 41:10, because I'm trying to get the computer to stay on it, but it keeps closing me out.
All right. Well, Bible.com better work right now, so I'm going in. Isaiah 41
okay,
and 10.
Isaiah 41 and 10. Because you said
okay.
have the strength. Because there's some people who have addictions, and every addiction is not alcohol or drugs.
Mhm. Yeah, that's true. Isaiah.
And this for a woman who is a shopaholic and want to be married, you know, you can read healing scriptures too.
Wait,
to
you
help
said
you
Isaiah.
Shopping.
Isaiah. Sorry, you said Isaiah 41.
41:10. If I'm gonna start reading it, if it drops, then you
yeah,
pick
you
up.
Yeah, you go ahead, because I don't even see that. Okay, I think.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so
thank
that
you,
can mean whatever it means to you for the place that you are in right now. And so go ahead with your point. With the other points that you had. You read all five?
All right. Yep. Amen.
Okay.
A woman who can go beyond her own conditioning and be open to a man who makes himself vulnerable in new ways. So she must have a great deal of self-love. But in the world, they think of loving yourself. But self-love is where we are in Philippians. Greater is he that is within me than he who is in the world. So that's her love of God, her self-love. And have a great deal of self-confidence in God. That is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Absolutely. And when we talk about confidence, we don't mean conceit, because there's two
right.
different things. Okay?
Right. She has to
right,
know
ahead,
that
babe.
She can do all things through Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Step four, she must have the strength. So this goes back to the violence part and the domestic violence part. She must have the strength to protect herself when his shame during those times of vulnerability turns into anger, anxiety, or depression. So she has to still use wisdom, and she has to protect herself. When at times he's being
right.
vulnerable, but he can feel shameful in it, and then it can turn into anger, anxiety, or depression towards her or himself. It isn't easy for men and women to take these kinds of risks, right, to protect themselves. Or to have this amount of faith necessary, but the payoff is a lifetime deepening of love and intimacy.
And
so
that
if it's
is
a stage,
so true.
Call it a stage.
Hold up, because it's 7:15. Because I know you get on the point and you'll stay there. So I gotta stop you so it won't go too far. Because I do have my next caller waiting very patiently online.
Well,
I want everybody.
The last one is fear
okay.
God. A woman who fears God. Amen. And
a woman
prayerful.
Who fears God. Absolutely, and that's in the Bible too.
Amen.
So they can look at, they can go back, listen to this show carefully, for some people who need to hear this, and go over some of these points of what Jamila just told you, and match them up to scriptures in the Bible. That will help you. James 5:14, is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. So you can go to someone that is more seasoned than you, God willing, that you trust and is not abusing their authority or is in a position to be able to help you if they have experience in depression and things of that nature, but they still can pray. This prayer
right.
works. Prayer does change things.
Yes, it does.
And I just gave that testimony. So I want to thank you, Jamila. I'm definitely got to have you on again, but it's got to be a longer time. So,
okay.
Yes. So
thank you.
Give them your Facebook information again.
Facebook, just Jamila, Jamila James, and in a month, theestablishment.com, www.theestablishment.com. The website will be up in 30 days.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, love, for coming on and sharing that wisdom with Talk to Me. And I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, I love you guys. Jesus loves you all more. Have an awesome day, awesome evening. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. God loves you too, babe. All right. There you have it. That was Jamila James, author extraordinaire. This girl is she has so much, zeal for the Lord. And, you know, as a young Christian, she has that zeal. She's ready. And so if you want to get her devotionals, please follow her on Facebook to get that particular information. I'm going to go to a 25-second break, and I'm going to play a little bit more of Let's Get Married, and then we're going to have our caller on, Stack Zion.
Yo, Sarah, we've been together a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I love you. I want you to marry me.
John, I want to marry you, but I don't think that you're ready. Baby, listen to me. You're friends.
Listen,
and
I can change all of that. I want you and me to live forever.
See, first of all,
together.
I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to be real and say what's on my heart.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Talk to Me Media. I am Minister Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough. Please read the show page if you want to order any books from me. Remember, my event is October the 21st. I am going to plug my next caller in, but before I do that, I would like to read a little bit of the bio and just tell you a little bit about who this young man is. I know he is the nephew to friends of mine that I got involved with, or they got involved with me, some time ago doing Diamonds in the Rough events. And so I just want to let you know who he is and a little bit of background. I'm not going to read the entire bio, but I am going to read just a little bit of it. Stack Zion, born Michael Stackhouse of Bridgeport, Connecticut, was raised by a single mom with one other sibling. He began to explore his musical talent at age 12. After developing a passion for his newfound gift, he had then began to take his career more serious and pursue the music industry. He began his secular career. Hold on one second. Because my computer's a little bit slow. If anybody want to donate a laptop, go ahead. Feel free to do so. Yep, but after developing a passion for his newfound gift, he began to take his career serious and pursue the major music industry. Once he began his secular career, Stack Zion, acronym STACK, seeking to arm Christ's kingdom, Zion realized that the path that he had taken was not only a selfish one, but a very unhealthy one, to soon be reborn rapper. One night in a dream, God revealing his death to do a very dark industry, Michael heeded his dream and gave his life to Christ. Now 7.5 years later, Michael steadfastly commissioned to do the work of God through lyrics and song as Stack Zion, CEO and artist of Zioneer Music. All right, thank you so much, and I'm going to have him tune in right now. Hello?
Hello, how you doing, Miss Cherie?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm blessed. It's good to hear from you.
You too. I just want to say, Michael, you took me by storm at that event because I really was about to leave after my friend performed and sang with the choir. I was there to support her. But you made me stay. And when you sang that Christian rap song, what was it, Get Up?
It was called Child of a King.
Child of a King. Oh, my God. It was beautiful. Are you going to do a little bit of that for us this afternoon, this evening?
Live on the, well, yeah, if you need me to.
Yes, I would love for you to do it. If you don't do the whole thing, just a portion of it.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem at all. Just let me know when.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, you can go ahead right into it right now, because after that, then I'll just ask you a couple questions. I just don't want to take up too much time with the questions and not hear you.
Okay, not a problem. Well, first, the song is called Child of a King. In the first verse, I'm just going to go right into it. It goes, every day it's like a boxing match. Got my hands to the plow with no ox attached. And this hour, like an owl, gotta watch my back. Cause this coward, he devours, he's a prowler in a stocking cap. Look, I'm trying to fight without your proper facts. I'm sorry. It's a little awkward
right
now.
Trying to
fight without your proper
facts.
On how to move and when to counteract. Don't want to stop the match, but need a healing with a doctor at. It's really, I ain't going out like that. You said you're not that bad. I told the devil, better watch your mouth. It's in the second round, mama said, knock you out. Arrested him, my second win, that helped me press to the end. It's less of the sin, repents. Let him letting you win. Let me get strength without a scent. Then my spirit is limp, fill up this chip and help me to get rid of these imps. Help me lift some of these bricks. Matter of fact, keep them there. Help me carry them. I could build your kingdom instead because I'm a child of a king. Humbled in high esteem, ready to enter a throne. Seated when we are called, you child of a king. Move out of that seat, ready to enter a throne. Speaking to better call it, cause I'm a child of a king. Humbled in high esteem, ready to enter a throne. Seated when we are called, you child of a king. Move out of that seat, ready to enter a throne. Ready to enter a throne now. I used to drink beer, but now I think clear. I used to blow trees, now I sow seeds. To grow my spirit, no more mirrors or smoke screens. For those embarrassed, my soul's delivered, then so be it. Though it's apparent from clothes I'm wearing, it's no secret. I want to suggest to the world how many know Jesus. We in the pro season, you with the coach knee. No more steering, cheerleading, screaming, go team. Put down the pom-poms, and this is prime time. And you are not a baby, this ain't Lady Gaga. God's got fine lines drawn in the timeline. So in the past, let the bygones be bygones, fly on. God's eyes on sparrows, lies in the terror car, flies on Pharaoh. Trial coming, walking through the firelight. Daniel, when them lions get hype, get near him. Fearless, cause I'm a child of a king. Home of the high esteem, ready to a throne. Seated when we are called, you child of a king. Move out of that seat, ready to a throne. Speak it, you better call it, cause I'm a child of a king. Home of the high esteem, ready to a throne. I'm sorry. That's it,
though. That was dope. I love it. And I'm telling you, rap, Christian rap or no kind of rap, I'm not into rap like that unless it's old school, back in the day music. I had Curtis Blow on here last year. We was talking about the difference between the old and the new. Yeah.
That's dope.
But
that's fire.
Yes. And so where can people see you? What have you done, and where are you getting ready to go?
Which one, where have I been? I've been being developed, I believe. You know, I stay undercover, and I stay amongst brothers and sisters to keep me sharp, you know, and I stay in his presence, more importantly, in God's presence, to learn who he is first, you know, because it's all about intimacy. And once you learn who he is, you know, you find out who you are in him, you know,
absolutely,
and who he's created you to be. You can't find out from no other person, no psychiatrist, or even your mom and your dad. You know, they don't know you better than the Creator knows you. So that's where it all started from. Where I'm at currently, I'm in a season of preparation. I went through many stages, though. It's not just one season of preparation. It's a constant cycle of different preparations that God takes you through in order to get you to a certain place, because we all have a mandate on our life when we decide that we want to do ministry for the purpose of souls and, you know, shining our light in a dark place, which is this whole world. Especially with everything that's going on, there's not a lot of hope. So that's what my music brings as of right now. I'm just preparing to bring it to the next level. If, you know, God willing, I'm praying and, you know, He's guiding me, directing me, put some great people around me in my life. So, you know, with everything that He's given us, we're about to go forward with everything that we have. And where I see us going is just beautiful destinations, Ms. Cherie. But more importantly, I see more souls being touched, you know, and just leaving an impression. I'm sorry, not an impression, an impartation on people.
All
that
right
hopefully,
now.
You know, they'll be.
I love it.
Yeah, they'll have, you know, just some kind of inkling of what God wants to do in their life, you know. We're not just rappers. I know this rappers have a bad name, you know, because it didn't start from a good place, but we took what originally belongs to us, you know, which is to be creative and use it for the glory of God. Yeah, we will be those examples that people don't know that they can be, you know. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, that you said enough, and it's a beautiful thing. I love when I hear a man talking with such confidence, and not just confidence in who he is, but in God. And I love it. You have a wonderful gift. How can people book you? Before I ask you one question on the topic, how can people book you if they need to get you for anything?
Number one, I'm in self-management right now. I'm a free agent. So you can get me through my email, which is stackzion@gmail.com, first and foremost. I have a website, www.stackzion.com. I have a YouTube page, Zion Air Music, and also you can find me through Facebook. I have an artist page, Stack Zion, and also I have an IG account, Stack Zion as well. So it's not that hard. Just remember the name, Stack Zion. That's it.
Yes. Well, you definitely have done your preparation, and I think preparation is extremely important because I'm the type that I like to prepare when I give my events. If I have the time and it's not spur of the moment, because the Lord also said be ready in season and out. So I do like to walk in the spirit of excellence, and I think that you're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. I do want to ask you a question. What is it that you think a man wants and needs from a woman?
Key words you said, what do I think? And that a man wants and needs. But different men have different wants and needs. You know what I mean? I can only speak for myself if you ask what I think. But I can say there are men who just want women that bring the best out of them. That's personally what I need, is a woman who can bring the best out of me and knows how to challenge me, knows how to push me. You know, and we just sharpen each other. It's just iron sharpens iron in the word of God, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be someone else. That can be your spouse or your companion, you know, personal, what I think I need as a man, what other men need. It depends on what kind of man you're talking about, you know. If you're talking about a secular man, he needs a woman of God. But if you're talking about a Christian man, he needs a woman that's equally yoked.
Yes. Thank you. You said it right then and there. There ain't no more to discuss. You hit that right on the nutshell. Being equally yoked. And we don't even have time to get into that discussion right there, because that's a whole nother area. We'll be sitting here talking for another 30 minutes. But I want to thank you so much for coming on. Yes, I appreciate it. You taking your time out. Sending me your bio and the pictures. Everything will be up. So just share the website, you know, tomorrow or whatever. Let people know that you were on, because I think this show has really, really some good substance to it. And each of you brought something special to the topic. So thank you so much again, Michael, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. God be glorified.
Yes, amen. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you have it. That was Stack Zion, Michael Stackhouse, Christian rap artist and man of God. And I just love how he put his words together. Anyway, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. Tune in the next 2 weeks, God willing, and we will be discussing domestic violence, running into the light, some of the things that have been shared and that I have taught for domestic violence prevention. We have a wonderful special guest that will be on the next broadcast as well. So please share this show, this information, the scriptures, read the scriptures and meditate on them that have been shared with you by Jamila James, also by myself, because you know I usually start off the show with the scriptures. But I was trying to rush because I did not want to run into anyone else's time. So in any case, we did get the scriptures in, and I thank you so much. Tell somebody about the show. Be at my event October 21st, 1 to 5. Be prepared to order some books. If you want to participate, please give me a call. If you want to cook food, give me a call so we can discuss it if you know me. And we can go from there. It's a youth party included. Bring your music if you have some good music and you want to dance to it, because we're going to make it fun and we're going to make it live. Pinky Poo will be reading her book to the public for the very first time. So she will do her debut on October 21st at the Bridgeport Earl Satan's Library from 1 to 5 on the first floor. Come out, and thank you so much for tuning in. Good night.
Say, baby, I wanna rock you up.